pupils at Wey Valley Academy in Weymouth are going to be treated to a visit by internationally acclaimed John Agard today. His poem has been on the national curriculum for decades. He joins me on the line now. I'm thrilled. John, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Very nice to have you there. Is this the kind of thing that you do often? Do you get to go out and meet school pupils regularly?
Oh yes, you know, poets don't sort of get rich on royalties. So the poets who live by poetry, whether you take many of the poets who do the GCSE, or you take poets, say, Roger McGough, John Cooper Clarke, etc., a wide range of poets, female and male, they just couldn't survive on royalties. They do, if you want to call it gigs, but it might be a literary gig, you performing in, let's say, Cheltenham, or it could be Ickley Festival. Another one might be a more music-oriented festival. And then they might have what they call a poetry tent. But, you know, if you have, let's say, Van Morrison and Tracy Chapman playing to thousands at Glastonbury, there are still some souls out there who believe. And when I say souls, I don't mean, you know, muddy souls of your Wellingtons. Yeah. A few souls, believe it or not, who will bend their way to hear poetry, despite the more, shall we say, hyped up things going on around them.
Yeah. I wanted to bring, I can listen to you talk all day, John. I wanted to bring Natasha and Ava in as well, who are listening across to us this morning, who are pupils at Wey Valley Academy. Morning, both. Nice to have you there.
Morning.
I'll try and juggle things this end so that John can hear you. But I wonder, let me start with you, Natasha. Presumably you've been studying John's work. What is it about his poetry that you like, and how excited are you about meeting him today?
Yeah, so it's a real privilege to study his work at GCSE because he really expresses themes of identity and celebrating things like Black History Month. And we're really excited to have him coming into school today.
And let me ask you as well, Ava, because you're, I think, 13. So have you been working with John's poetry? What do you like about it?
We haven't been working with his poetry, but we have had many guest speaker programs come into school to talk about what Natasha said, like diversity and things like that. It's always a privilege to have people come in and talk like that because you get to learn so much more.
John, I wonder how powerful it is for you. Is it Black History Month? You're a black man yourself. Will you bring that kind of message down to a school like the Wey Valley? And is it important that you communicate some of those stories to the young people here?
Well, I wouldn't say my story as such, because there are people out there who might be unsung and might not be famous, but might have. I came here with my wife, poet Grace Nichols, in 1977, whereas a poet, say, like James Berry, I think he came around 1948. So you have people out there, bus drivers, midwives, teachers, who might not be in the public eye, but they dealt and laid the ground. They experienced that bitter side of prejudice. So things you take for granted now, they battled with it. So when I say people speak of the story, I always tell students, to simply say Black History, you're sort of dividing your totality, because you can have endless examples. Mary C. Cole, her father was a Scottish. Lord Nelson, standing among his pigeons, he was involved with a lady from Nevis by St. Kitts. The standing column, by the way, of Lord Nelson in Barbados, Bridgetown, is called Nelson's Column. And that was built 23 years before Trafalgar Square. So I think teachers need to stress connections. For example, Nani, the Ashanti warrior of the Maroons of Jamaica, an interesting teacher that thinks widely, could connect that to Bodhisa, the Celtic warrior woman of the Iceni tribe, defending her people against the Romans. So if you start to think, well, this is Black history, and this is, well, I suppose, white history, you are dividing your totality, because British life and Caribbean, as a result of colonization, are genetically and psychically interwoven. And this is why the English cricket team, you know, they don't want to see West Indies fail miserably. There's a sort of a nice, friendly, love-hate thing going on.
John, it's great to have you on. Enjoy it today at Wave Valley Academy and Dorchester Literary Festival tonight. John Agard there, you heard from Natasha and Ava as well, pupils at Wave Valley Academy.